Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
That password's coming your way, Kid Nation, in about 10 minutes. So you can play Beat the Bank Extreme and win up to $10,000. Your midweek update is 20 minutes away with Anna. And whatever Wednesday, 40 minutes away. So if you've had any questions you want to ask the show or bring up anything that we haven't brought up topic-wise, that is the best time to do so. But right now, we need to get our love expert in this place. She's already here, dusting her hands off.
Putting my good orange today, Big Al.
Kelly and I said,
we've been hit and miss on the oranges.
Yeah, we compare good oranges.
Yeah. Who has better oranges?
Yeah.
I had a bad one yesterday. It tasted like it had been injected with perfume. Not my perfume, though, so it wasn't like I sprayed it. It was,
weird.
Yeah, it's like I went through a batch of really, I mean, oranges that just, my mouth watered thinking about it, and then they went through a bad stretch. Bad.
Yeah. So much work for so much uncertainty.
This is not a fruit, but my wife was cutting a tomatillo for some pozole that she was making, and she, normally you put it in whole, but she cut it open just because she wanted to put slices. Inside was some sort of caterpillar.
Good thing she cut it open.
And a bunch of little white dots, and people were saying, oh, that's the caterpillar was living in there and just pooping all over the place.
What?
Thank goodness she cut that thing open.
But would it have turned into a butterfly?
I don't know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. A mariposa, Jen.
A mariposa. Mariposa traicionera.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 40, never married, no kids. I met a man who's my age, but he's been married 3 times, but no kids. Huh. I don't know why, but the thought of him being married not just once, but 3 times has me so jealous. He went through an engagement and a wedding 3 times. Is this a red flag? Are my feelings normal since I've never been married? I keep picturing them dancing, cutting the cake, and all that standard wedding stuff, and it kills me inside. How do I get past this? Help, Karen.
That was an odd reaction, I think. My reaction would be more of, why can't he settle down, and why can't he be with one woman? That would be the red flag to me, not the jealousy that he's got to be married 3 times.
I mean, and you know what else is interesting to me is I've gotten older, and I'm not quite Karen's age, but I found that if a guy's never been married he's 40 and has never had a long-term relationship, that's much more of a red flag.
Yes,
and it shows itself quickly if he's actually been able to fall in love and be married and divorced. I mean, we've lived a lot of life.
3 times is kind of like, it's kind of a red flag, but the reaction you're having is just so odd to me. I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither.
That's something I would feel like when you're in high school and you get a little bit like, man, I wish I would have been her first kiss or that, you know, but not when we're adults.
We've had a lot of life.
There's been life happening.
What is she asking me, how to get over it, or what?
She just asked if it was a normal.
No.
How does she get past it?
Stop it. When a bad thought comes in your mind, something you focus on, you've got to redirect your thoughts. So when that thought comes, redirect it.
Yeah.
Slap yourself across the face. Jump up and down. Do jumping jacks. Start singing a song. Anything so you don't dwell on that thought. That's the only advice I have for you.
Stop it. You are not in his life at that point. You guys didn't know each other. Doesn't matter.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been having an affair with a guy I have a past with. We had a child together, but long story short, he gave up his parental right so my current husband could adopt, and he did. I originally reached out to him because I was tired of being mad at him for how things ended in our past. I was only looking to be friends and to forgive him for his decisions. The only thing is, it led to an affair for 3 years. We tried to stop numerous times, but my current marriage has been on the rocks for years. And he just recently told me, in not so many words, that he has decided that he wants to work on his marriage. But look, I want to continue this because I do, and I will always love him, and I can't help but to think he loves me too. I don't want it to end, and I want to be with him more than ever. It seems right this time. Help, Crystal.
It's not right.
Stop it.
He's using you.
Stop it.
He has been using you, a willing participant, and now he's going to go back to his wife, and that's where he's going to be focusing. You've got this ridiculous fantasy in your head. You're about to destroy what you have at home with your husband. Why is your marriage rocky? Probably having an affair doesn't help.
Right.
You know, you're not giving him all your attention and all those feelings. You're probably, I would imagine, you're probably shorter with him because he's not giving, you know, making you feel all sexy like your ex. So you need to put an end to that, if you're going to take my advice. put an end to that relationship and go concentrate on falling back in love and repairing the damage done with your husband.
Major red flag when a dude gives up parental rights to his kid.
And don't reach
out. And turns his back and never comes back.
Yeah, why do you reach out to him? That was mistake number one. Right. That you need closure? What is that?
Yeah.
Why do you need to forgive him? He wasn't asking for forgiveness.
You wanted him back in your
life. And now he's wrecked you for 3 years.
Yeah.
Not in your mind. Now he's going to go back to the woman that he's committed to. Not you. You are not a priority. You are his side piece. And some women are completely content with being number two. They are completely okay with that.
The Wendy Williams mistress was number two for a long time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go work on your marriage. Don't talk to him again.
Leave it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 21. I've been with my partner for 4 years. I moved to his hometown to live with him 4 years ago. The issue is, at the beginning, we both wanted the same things. Children, the future, possibly marriage. For about a year now, he's changed his mind and says he never wants to get married and never wants kids. I feel lied to. I know this could be a phase or him being scared, but what if it isn't? Another issue is we've been having for about the last year, and he doesn't want to kiss me. Uh-huh. He won't even kiss me when we're doing laundry. I've made sure that it wasn't my breath. I even quit smoking, still no change. He's always had a phobia of drinking or eating after others, but it has never affected me. I've told him this bothers me, and he says I'm silly. He doesn't want to talk about it, says there's no cheating. I don't know. That's from Samantha. I need help.
Well, Samantha, you're only 21.
Yeah.
And I don't think he lied to you about wanting to have a future with you because he really meant it at the time when you were, I'm assuming he's about the same age, 17, 18, when y'all got together. And he probably really, truly meant that when y'all were all in the throes of, oh, we're so in love, we can't stand to be apart. But you change, you grow up, your priorities change, you start rethinking things. Do I really want to bring a child into this world? I'm not really sure. And it sounds like, I hate to say it, that he's just not in love with you. And when he's not in love with you, it's like, I don't know necessarily that he's cheating on you or anything. He's just not feeling it.
Yeah.
And you're trying to hang on to something because it's the only thing you've known for 4 years. But you're only 21. And
got a lot of life to live.
Yeah, and you're going to go through phases where we all did. I went through phases where, like, I don't think I want a kid. And then phases where I want a kid and I want to get married and I can't think of anything else. That's part of growing up and figuring out what you want in life. I think you made some very adult decisions way too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to reap the consequences of that. But it sounds like the relationship has run its course.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you learn some very valuable lessons that you will take with you into your next relationship.
There you go. That's the point of dating right there. Hey, we got your password coming up after this last letter here.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
About 7 years ago, I was half of the reason my best friend and her longtime boyfriend broke up. I have no words to describe how disgusted with myself I am. I'd give anything to go back in time or have her forgive me, but I don't think either will ever happen. She's getting married this year, and it's killing me. I was supposed to be there for all of these amazing life moments. Is it okay for me to send her a wedding gift? Thanks, and no need for rant, Barry. I beat myself up every day over
rant.
What I did. Diana.
I'm not gonna rant, Barry. Okay.
If you want to, I mean, if you really want to, I mean, she can always take it back and get the cash and do something else with it. You never know.
Yeah, doesn't hurt.
But it's not necessary for you to buy her a big gift. Why don't you just send her a card and say, I know what happened many years ago, and I, you know, exactly what you said, I beat myself up over every day. The biggest loss to me was our friendship, but I just want you to know how happy I am for you that you went on and found love. And maybe that will just open the door. But you don't need to go out and buy her an expensive gift or anything. I would just send her a card. Because, I mean, the present, it just isn't necessary.
Right.
A letter, a heartfelt letter, and just say, I wish you happiness. And if she wants to reach out to you after that, great. If she doesn't, this is just one of those.
You lost the friend.
Your deal.
A permanent consequence. Some people get away with stuff all the time, and some people don't. And you just didn't in this case.
Well, some people get over it and some people don't.
Some people don't.
You know?
And that's just too bad.
I mean, where I stand, I don't know about you, if my best friend hooked up with my boyfriend and caused us to break up, I would never. I'm done with both of them. Yeah, I would never.
But then now she's probably thinking, well, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have met Bob. And now I'm marrying Bob. And so, in a way, I can thank my ex-girlfriend or whatever. You never know what's going on in her mind. She might be in a season of forgiveness. Yeah. We just hit her at the right time.
Shout out, Bob.
Don't buy an expensive present. Send her a little note.
Bob.
Good old Bob, man.
Bob.
Everybody needs a Bob.
Yeah.
Solid advice, Kelly. Mm-hmm. If you want to write our love expert, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays, so make sure you're listening then.
Okay.
Maybe your letter will be read and your love problem will be solved just like that. But we do want to solve some of your money problems and beat the bank
extreme.
You can help with that, but you need the password, right? You got to gain entry into the vault.
Absolutely.
The password you need this hour is Swift. Mm-hmm. Swift. Like Taylor's last name. Swift is your password. That means Beat the Bank is coming up in about 10 minutes. And we also have your midweek update with Anna next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, who thinks they know where the $10,000 is?
I don't.
In one of the remaining vaults for sure. And it's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You do need the password to get in and play. So make sure you know that one. We'll take caller number 17. And good luck getting in to play.
All right.
And if you don't get in this hour, it's okay. We have another chance for you to play. We play twice a day. But joining us in the studio right now is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hey.
From Kid TV.
Hello.
Doing her thing. How was your weekend?
Good.
Yeah?
It feels like it was so long ago.
I know, it does.
Good. It was basically a Game of Thrones themed weekend.
Yeah.
So, it was awesome.
You were one of those that started catching up late, right?
Yeah, I started in February.
Okay.
I started 2 months ago.
Like right after Jenna did hers.
Yeah. Well, I just burned through it real fast.
Right. I did start it, I think you were talking about it, and I was like, if Jenna can watch it, I can also watch it.
So, I'm glad I'm
I was inspired.
I'm glad I'm that barometer.
Yeah. I do listen to you guys when I want to get into a new show, because Anna told me the Umbrella Academy was not that good on Netflix, so I didn't even bother.
Yeah, I personally wasn't super into it. I do know other people, like Amy in the back, I know she watched it, she liked it.
It was a little more kiddish friendly.
I personally just thought it was really slow.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was trying to watch it on a plane. Which I feel like also, like, the setting also has to be
better than
important.
That.
Yes.
And trying to watch something on a plane that's slow, like, just made the time go by slower. So I think I just wasn't in the right mindset, so I didn't finish it, unfortunately.
What about Killing Eve?
But I haven't gotten into Killing Eve yet.
Yeah, I'm caught up now because season 2 just came back. It's excellent.
I did watch a Netflix show yesterday called Special. It's, produced by Jim Parsons. Yeah, it's cute.
I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You're interested.
I was like, how did I watch 5 episodes so quickly? They're 12 minutes.
12-minute episodes?
Yeah. Like, not even 20-minute episodes.
Wow.
They're really short.
That Ricky Gervais show, too, was very quick moving, too.
Yeah.
Where it got renewed for a second season.
It did. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm excited to see where they go with it. It was dry,
but I
still liked it.
Because we used to watch 22-minute shows,
with
commercials on regular TV. So.
I liked it better, actually.
Yeah.
I liked that it moved fast.
Same.
All right, well, here to catch you up with everything going on this week so far is Anna with your midweek update.
Yes.
Hello, Anna.
Of course, obviously. A lot has happened over the past few days since I updated you guys last.
Yeah.
It's a little overwhelming, so I'm going to try my best to give you guys everything. So let me start with the most important event of the last few days.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, between Game of Thrones and Avengers and everything going on right now, people seem to be really worried about spoilers, especially with the leak and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's a life hack for you. If you don't want to see something that's spoiled, unfollow Kylie Jenner from Instagram.
Shots fired.
Yikes.
Got it.
Yay.
The return of Game of Thrones, though, speaking of, broke records by drawing 17.4 million viewers. Mm. But to be fair, that 17.4 million are all members of the cast.
How do those people get paid? There's so many people on that show.
Yeah. And I'm surprised that no spoilers come out since there's so many people.
Yeah, right. You would think, right?
But... or maybe they do and I just don't see them. So speaking of Instagram earlier, the last few days, everyone's been going really, really deep into decoding Taylor Swift's Instagram post.
Right, 426, right?
Yes, kind of ridiculous. They're like counting the steps on the stairs and the palm trees in the background. But don't you worry, guys. I figured it out.
Oh.
It's very obvious, you know. Taylor has a song called Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
April 26th is Avengers Endgame Day.
Yep.
In Avengers, there's 6 Infinity Stones.
Uh-huh.
Taylor has 6 studio albums, okay? And if you add up 4, 2, 6, 12.
Okay.
Taylor learned how to play the guitar when she was 12.
Oh.
You guys, 426. She wrote a song. Like, come on. So how do you guys feel about all the live action remakes that are coming up?
I'm excited about Lion King and stuff.
Yeah, Lion King in June, yeah. Uh-huh. Aladdin.
But then Dumbo just
in May.
Boo, tanked.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Poppins was not my thing.
I personally am most excited for the Legally Blonde live action remake starring Kim Kardashian. So did you guys know that Coachella was last weekend?
No, you know what? I did not. Absolutely nobody posted about it. So here to tell us what went down is girl who went to Coachella.
Hi.
I love your flower.
This is my flower crown.
You look so pretty, Coachella girl.
Thank you. I'm girl who went to Coachella. Coachella was sick. Or was that just me? That was sick.
Girl who went to Coachella, who was your favorite artist?
Oh, Art. My Insta selfie in front of the Ferris wheel was Art.
No. Like, what was your favorite show?
Oh, no. Showing off my outfits at Coachella.
Did you see any bands like the Don Cheadles?
Oh, the country group.
Yes.
They're the hottest thing right now. I'm obsessed with Old Town Road.
This has to be our new one, Al.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl who went to Coachella. Catching us up with everything going down. Anna, we'll be back next week with a midweek update. Let you know what's been happening in the middle of the week. And then we let the SNL guys take over for the rest of the week.
There you go.
Saturday Night Live. Because Colin Jost is our idol. You still have a crush on him?
Always. Yes.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Nick Adams.
Yeah.
So you have a crush on Nick?
Coincidentally.
Crush on Nick too.
Yeah. All right, let's give away some money.
Beat the bank. Extreme. Merlot. Cabernet. Shiraz. Sauvignon Blanc. Witness. Tancred. Get all the wine you want.
Still into wine, huh?
Still into wine. Mm. Very much into wine.
We're all into wine right now on the show.
I'm very into wine.
The guy where I get, it's a grocery store that I get my wine from.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they know how much inventory they go through of certain brands from week to week.
Yeah.
And so I went and I got a bottle of 14 Hands while this guy was stocking it. He goes, so you're the guy buying all this 14 Hands. Because I guess since I moved down in this neighborhood in Waxahachie, they sold more 14 Hands because that's kind of my wine. Mm-hmm. He goes, you're the one. I'm like, I guess I am. I'm probably buying about 3 or 4 bottles of this a week. You know,
you're drinking that by yourself?
No, not all the time. And I'm putting some in the bar too. So,
okay.
Yeah. But I've been really.
What? No. Yeah. I'm putting it in the bar. I'm not drinking it by myself.
No, it's
not.
4 bottles a week.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, cooking steak, grilling steak makes me drink more wine.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that part of the diet?
Yeah.
Part of my diet.
It's like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want that too. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Well, you should
We're excited.
Congratulations. You are...
Oh, thank you. I've been trying forever.
See, you finally got through.
You did.
All it takes is that one time, Leanne, and you finally got it. So what are you up to right now?
I just dropped all my kids off at school.
Oh, how many of those do you have?
Four
Ooh. Kids?
Full house,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah, so you definitely need a little extra cash. Buy yourself something nice, right, Leanne?
Absolutely.
What do you got going on the rest of the day?
So we have a field trip today. So we're going to the rodeo field trip.
Nice.
Which kid?
And the 8-year-old.
Okay.
That's Jackson. Probably your favorite. Jackson's your favorite. Okay.
Jackson's the favorite, isn't he? Or at least today because he has
actually,
a field trip.
He actually, all the way over here, was like, Bob, call in and win $10,000.
Well, we hope you do win that $10,000. You know what? Let's step up to the vault and find out.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Swift.
Password accepted.
There it is. Leanne.
Good job, Leanne.
Congratulations.
Yes.
All the remaining vaults are right there, lined up right in front of you, ready for you to pull out as much money as you can. Now, which one would you like to choose?
Six.
Ball number 6, all right. That one's all yours. Here's how the game works, Leanne. You're going to go in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. Now, your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Now, if for some reason the door closes on you, you get nothing, and it could happen. We never know how high he's going to go. Now, the only pro tip I can give you is that if he says any number followed by the word 1,000, still yell stop, because if you don't, that door's going to keep trying to close and eventually will, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, Leanne. Let's see if you got the lucky ball. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70. $120. $250. $340. $400. $480. $510. $540. $590. $680. $730.
I was trying to go on more too.
Yeah.
Oh man, Leanne.
You were going for it, girl. You were going
for it.
That's how you get that money. You go for it, and you tried, Leanne. Valiant effort. But we hope you get in again soon, and we'll get to chat with you. And have a wonderful day on the field trip, okay?
All right. Give my sister a shout-out, because she listens to y'all every morning, too, and she's driving her kids to school.
What's her name? Go ahead.
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
What's up, Jackie? Jackie!
Yeah.
Leanne tried, but she gave you a shout-out, and that's worth it. Thank you, Leanne.
She can try again.
She definitely can try again. In fact, 35 minutes from now, we'll hook you up with that brand new password. So you can keep trying to look for that $10,000 vault, Kid Nation. It's still out there. Still remains. And coming up next, let's get into a little Whatever Wednesday. Seriously, you can. You can talk about whatever you want on the radio. And everybody wants to get in, that's fine. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DEAKIT.
You can ask any questions you want for the cast. You can bring up any story that you think is pretty cool and we haven't talked about. Literally anything is on the table right there. And it's all about you, Kid Nation. Whatever Wednesday is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shout out to Leanne. She got in here and she went for it, man.
She did.
She was trying to go get that $10,000 with Beat the Bank, but unfortunately, it is extreme. It is extreme, Kelly. She went extreme with it. The money was not extreme. The door closed on her.
Yeah, we she got up to 780 or something like that?
Respect, though. Hey, we do have another password for you in about 25 minutes, though, so you could play again. But right now, let's do Whatever Wednesday.
You can whatever you like. 800-543-3548
is the number.
Yep, and you can ask us or talk about whatever you like, Kid Nation. Now, we were talking about this Instagram profile, Kelly, the preachers with sneakers or preachers and sneakers.
Sneakers for preachers, is it?
Something like that.
Sneakers for preachers.
Preachers with very expensive shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting called out. One of them had like a $5,000 pair of Yeezys, like original Yeezys.
And one of the pastors responded and said, you know, these were given to me because they have celebrity clients, but a lot of them, I don't think were necessarily gifts.
Well, here's Justin Bieber's pastor, Carl Lentz, from Hillsong Church in L.A. Right. He's explaining why he thinks it's okay to wear expensive shoes.
Oh.
I think the conversation is good. I think that people have the right to ask questions, and we got to be able to, you know, point it to the truth at all times. But everybody's different. Everybody handles their money different. Everybody handles what they value different.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, you got to do your best to, you know, live a life where everybody can follow it. But at the same time, you got to do what you feel comfortable with. So everybody's different. People have a right to ask questions when it comes to financial stuff, and it has been misused in the past. So it's a good reason sometimes people are skeptical. But at the end of the day, these are grown people. Pastors are grown adults.
Yeah.
And they have the right to spend their money in a way they're comfortable with. And everybody's different. Everybody has their own standard, and I think you got to trust people at some point. But if you wear shoes, wear shoes. If you don't feel comfortable, don't get them. But I think everybody has to be, you know, living to their conviction, whatever that is.
All right. According to Carl Lentz, it's like, hey, it's their money.
What I didn't know until Kelly told me recently, I always thought they were supposed to reject wealth, but that wasn't what...
No,
it's a difference.
There are prosperity preachers who preach that... God blesses you materially and will bless you abundantly.
Yeah.
I mean, but then that, then you look at somebody who's a good Christian, who's led the example and walk the walk and talk the talk, and they don't have anything. So it's like, how do you, why would one person be blessed monetarily and another wouldn't? But then you're promised riches in heaven. Right. Maybe your reward is coming, but why don't you have it on earth?
It's a slippery slope.
It is.
But I get it. You're going to do what you're going to do. It's your money.
It is. I mean, some pastors make a lot of money.
Yeah. Some very evil people are really, really rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do really bad things.
Because they had to do bad things to get to where they're at. So, yeah.
Stepping on people.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue Whatever Wednesday. We have a question here from Carrie on the text. Hey, what does Juan Snow do for a living, Jenna? A lot of girls want to know, what's the man do? Because he dresses sharp. He's always in a suit.
It's your boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
El jefe.
He sells things.
He sells things.
Yes. No, he does real estate. Yeah, like high-rise buildings. You know, yeah.
Wow. Not commercial. That's not considered commercial, right?
No.
It's just buildings.
High-rise residential. Yeah. That kind of thing.
I got you. Sarah's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
So you want to talk about a prank you pulled, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I noticed that there were 5 people in my grade at school named Ethan. So I put notes in all of their lockers and desks that said there would be a meeting on Tuesday for the Council of Ethans. And I was expecting maybe 1 or 2 to show up, but 4 of them came.
4 Ethans!
And they had an actual meeting in the library.
That's awesome. Funny. What'd y'all meet about?
Well, most of it was just them trying to figure out who called them to order. And I was, unfortunately, they found out that it was me. But
called them to order. I love you.
While without them knowing.
Sarah, what grade are you in?
7th.
You're a genius.
I love it.
That's actually pretty funny.
You're one of my favorite humans of the week.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny.
Well done, Sarah. Yeah. I like that.
Nice job.
You got 4 Ethans to meet. Yeah. And talk about it.
Hello, Ethan.
Ethan 1, Ethan 2, Ethan 3, Ethan 4.
Tell all the Ethans we say hi at school today, Sarah.
What up, Ethans?
Okay.
Have a good day. Thanks for your call. Well done.
So funny.
Yeah. I got my son yesterday with the squirrel you got me, Jenna.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do with him?
So I was pretending I was taking a shower.
I got to see a taxidermy squirrel from London that's posed in a weird position. He had a beer can originally, didn't he?
He can hold a beer can if you want. Yes, he can. But so I use it from time to time to prank my wife, and yesterday I was in the shower, or pretending to shower, turned it on. I was in there for 5 minutes, and then I army crawled with the squirrel on the ground because my kids were in my bed watching a show before bed. And I got the squirrel to go up, and I put him right next to Kaysen, and he didn't notice. And Kaysen's just laying down watching a show. And then I just did I moved my hands on the bed like as if something climbed up, and Kaysen slowly turned and jumped about 8 feet in the air, screaming. Fell off the bed. Oh, I got up laughing, told him I got you, and his response was the best because he goes, "That was good," and he high-fived me.
Awesome.
Yeah, he wasn't all butthurt or anything. It was all good.
That's funny.
And my man knows I take a...
Yeah. I'm so glad that gift has been continuing to give you joy.
Oh, that's one of the best gifts of all time.
Awesome.
The gift of prank. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Doing awesome. So you called the show for some advice, huh?
Yeah. So I'm graduating with my master's degree in social work next month.
Congratulations.
And I have no idea what to do. I have 2 job offers, and they're 2 hours apart. Neither one of them are close to home. And I just don't know where to move. I don't know.
Well,
do I stay in the city where I go to college, or do I move 2 hours away?
You ready for an adventure?
Are you an adventure? I know.
Are you an adventurous person by nature?
Kind of. I mean, I left... For undergrad, I went 4 hours from home, like out of state. So I kind of like adventure, but I don't know.
I always say move because you can always move home.
Yeah. That's right. Home is going to be there.
And the longer you stay there, the less likely you are to ever leave.
Exactly. Fresh starts are always cool.
For sure.
I've
moved a lot far across the country, and it's been great for me.
But do it when you're young and don't have a lot of options.
Right. Like right now, you're just finishing up school.
You have mortgage and kids that you have to pull out of school, and you then decide, I want to move and try something new. It's a lot harder.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Jordan, the show agrees. We think you should go on an adventure.
Sure.
Move it 2 hours away and see how that goes. And again, if it doesn't work out, it's not our fault. Okay.
Maybe even spend a weekend in each city and just see how you like it. Even though you can't really really tell a lot of her weekend, but just, you know, just to kind of dip your toe in the pool.
Drive where the office would be, where you'd be working.
Yeah. I told you, I went to, I think, 3 different cities when I was trying to look for a different job in radio.
Right.
And I didn't get that vibe in any of them until I came here.
Oh, that's
good.
There
was something about just, I don't know, something struck me here that I was like, this is where I want to go. Now, I didn't have the job at the time yet, but I knew that this was it.
Right.
I like that.
Glad you decided
that. I like the downtown. I like the buildings. I like just everything just felt right. So maybe if you feel that, Jordan, go for it. Let's talk to Michael here. Hi, Michael.
What up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Wow, I've never been on the radio before.
There you are.
You're on the radio now, sir. Congratulations.
Hey. Thanks. All right. So I have a question for all of you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your biggest fear?
Biggest fear.
Hmm.
Biggest fear.
Well, I've always suffered from bag lady syndrome. Always.
Uh-huh.
That I'm going to end up broke and destitute, and I don't know how I'm going to survive until I die.
Remember, we were just talking about this. I was telling Kelly, sometimes I go into this deep depression because I'm like, how am I going to afford stuff for my kids 10 years from now?
Yeah, so I don't know if that's necessarily my... I mean, of course, you're always afraid that something's going to happen to one of your children or something, but you can't live in that fear. But I suffer with bag lady syndrome.
I used to say when I was younger that my biggest fear was failure until I realized that failing was actually good for you because you learned quite a bit from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say my biggest fear, and it's kind of a weird, it's not weird, spiders. I honestly, I'm afraid of spiders. I feel like I'm going to faint when I'm around them, especially especially tarantulas with hair. Like I feel myself losing grip with life if I'm around a tarantula. So I'd say my biggest fear is spiders. I actually fear that more than death itself.
Wow.
Yeah. Al?
I honestly, Mike, I may get your number and call you. I don't know. I'm scared of so many things. I'm scared of so many.
Cockroaches.
I'm scared of cockroaches. I'm scared of snakes.
You're scared of intimacy?
Roller coaster.
Yeah,
I'm scared of so many. Man, yeah, I'm scared of a lot of stuff.
I'd say his biggest fear is NIC.
Me too.
Yeah. What about you, Jenna?
Flying on an airplane and dying in a home invasion. To toss up. Really more flying since I tend to do that more frequently than feel like I might die in a home invasion. I think I'm prepared. I constantly think about, though, I hear a noise in the middle of the night and I'm like, get a weapon. I dreamt about a home invasion last night. I'm sorry, I had a nightmare about one last night.
Oh, you did?
I do. I dream about home invasions.
Michael, what's your biggest fear, dude?
Spiders.
Yeah, same.
Spiders.
I'm telling you, man.
Not so much in common.
They're just so creepy. Like, they don't look like they're ever going to be nice. Like, at least a cockroach sometimes looks...
No.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Like, he's just kind of sitting
there. Cockroach made me abandon my hotel room.
I know, Al. I know it did.
Psychologists believe a reason people fear spiders is because of some direct experience with the arachnids that instilled fear in them.
Ooh.
So it's a conditioning fear, they think. You might have had a bad experience with a spider or from watching arachnophobia. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I can't. I refuse to watch
it. It makes you feel like stuff's crawling on you.
Yeah. Ever since I was little, I can't pinpoint why, but it's just spiders.
Or Tremors. Is that the one with the huge spiders in the desert with Kevin Bacon?
I've seen pictures of that. I want to get
whatever
over
they are.
I want to get over my fear because I feel like when I'm at home and I see a spider, I'm like such a wuss about it. It takes me about 3 hours to get myself ready, put on enough clothing to where I'm...
I know, because something's worse than when you go for it.
Yeah.
And it
jumps.
And you miss.
Did you see that video of the guy trying to put the cup over the spider and it was on the ceiling? Mm. And then the spider fell on him?
That's
death to me right there. Carol wants to know for Kelly. Hey guys, whatever happened to that movie that Alan and JC were doing last year? Love you guys.
Yeah.
I ended up not doing the movie because the schedule was crazy.
And
there was a lot of
going.
And my mother-in-law had her brain surgeries, and so I had to bail out.
It's called The University of Las Colinas, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yep.
And the premise is it's an online university.
And they started.
That these men have to, they're like sentenced to go there as part of, for whatever reason, a probation situation, keep you out of jail, but you got to get your education for whatever reason. And it's about to go under. So they decide to form a football team to save the online university. And that's the premise, which is pretty funny.
Hmm.
It's still being edited, I think. They finished filming it.
Yeah, they finished a while ago.
It's
but it takes
very
a while to
low
edit.
Budget. Yeah. It takes them a while, yeah. It's one guy working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not out yet. I told Alan.
Well, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll definitely tell you when it's out.
I'll be at the premiere. I'll be going. I want to go see Alan acting. Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Hey, JC, so Kinsey kills all the spiders if you find one in the house? No, again, she's afraid of them, too. I have to put on two pairs of pants. I put on a sweatshirt with a hoodie over my head. I wear gloves. I get as much paper as I can, and I go for it.
Yeah.
But it takes me a while to get ready. I just have her watching out. Make sure the spider doesn't run away or anything. Yeah. And one last one. This is a feel-good.
Okay.
Another Michael on the phone. Hi, Michael.
What's going on, JC?
So, what's the good news, dude?
Well, my brother, I got swabbed today, and I'm a bone marrow match for my brother.
Oh,
leukemia.
Nice.
Yes, dude.
Congrats, man.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, man. I'm super happy, and I'm so grateful and blessed that I got chosen. And they swabbed my sister, too, but she wasn't a match. But thankfully, I was right there.
There you go.
When are you going to do the bone marrow?
Excuse me?
When are you going to do the procedure?
When? Yes. Not too sure. We're still doing the next steps. We just found out, like, a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
The good news is that there's a match, and now there's a lot of hope.
That's awesome.
And Michael, dude, you're a hero, man. You're going to be a hero. You're going to help with saving your brother, man.
Yeah,
you're congratulations, man. That's good news right there. Our boy Nick Adams was actually a match for a random person, so it's good that you get to be a match for your brother.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do? Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Hey there.
You did it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You did it, Jennifer. You got through. You're the correct caller.
Yay. Hard to believe.
Halfway.
It's really happening.
That's the hard part right there.
God. I am, like, trying to drive and not crash. Oh,
pull
my
over.
God.
Can you pull over?
Yeah, is there a pullover area? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I will.
We want safety for you, Jennifer. We want you to be alive and well to enjoy the money you win here with Beat the Bank Extreme. That's what we want you to do.
Oh, my God.
Are you headed to work right now?
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I work at Sam's Club.
Oh, nice. Shout out.
Yeah.
You get free membership?
No, unfortunately.
Really? I've always wondered that.
I thought that would be one of the perks.
I'm loving that scan and go.
Yeah. No, scan and go is
on point. Discounts on some stuff, but...
That's cool. See, at least you get those discounts. You get first dibs when the stuff comes in.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what's up right there. All right, well, Jennifer, I know you got to get to your shift, so we'll make this quick for you so you can win that money. Let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Project.
Password accepted.
Yep, project was the password. I'm sure Jennifer's going to have a bunch of projects around the store today.
Uh-huh.
Get done. Yeah. Okay. All right, Jennifer, well, out of the remaining vaults that we have, which one would you like to pick?
I chose 67.
All right.
67. Good number.
Feel good about that one?
I like that. That's not bad at all. Got 7 in
six
it?
That's is a my number. Son's birthday, and 7 is my favorite number.
All right.
Aww, there you go.
And 6 plus 7 is 13, my favorite
Kelly's
number.
Kelly's favorite number.
There you go. Look at that.
All these connections are happening right there. And 5's my favorite number, and it's before 6.
There you go.
So it's really close to it. Neighbors and everything.
And Al is telling his story on May 7th.
Oh, dang.
And 7 minus 6 is 1, and that's the loneliest number.
Uh-huh, that is the loneliest number. There it is, Big Al. All right, Jennifer. Well, here is Big Al Mac to tell you how we play the game.
Jennifer, step on into the vault. You'll hear the banker. He's going to holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase. They're going to increase and higher and higher and higher, but eventually the vault door will shut. Now, if you hear 1,000 at any point, please say stop. Just say stop. Yes. Your main goal is just to say stop before that vault door closes. If not, you'll get 0. Nada, nothing. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Whatever amount it's on, that's how much money you pull out of the vault, okay?
There you go.
All right, Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh.
You're good. You're good.
Are you pulled over?
You good?
Yes.
All right, she's pulled over. Right. Took a deep breath. Yes. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
110. 180. 240. 290. 350. 460. 530. 650. 740. 870.
Oh my God.
910.
Stop! Oh my God.
She took $910.
Do it.
That's how much you get, Jennifer.
Oh, my heart is in my throat.
What are you going to do with $910, girl?
I'm taking my girls to Red Lobster.
Hey, you better get you some of those biscuits.
You got to order the lobster.
Well, yeah.
I'm a single parent, and they love Red Lobster, and they always bug me to go. So, here I go.
Anything you want, honey. Yeah, just get it. Mama got it.
Yes, yes.
Oh, good.
Mama got $910 just like that. Congratulations, oh, Jennifer. Woo.
Is it Lobster Fest yet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You got to time it right.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll find out.
My heart rate right now is 137.
Oh, me too. My hands are sweaty.
It got up there. Hands are sweaty, but don't be sweaty anymore. You got the money all yours. Just for fun, though, you got $910. Let's see if it would have gone any higher.
Oh. 1,000.
That's awesome.
Hey.
It could have said 5 and you'd be really sick.
Right.
Yeah.
91% of what was in the vault. You're fine.
There you go.
Yeah, you're passed. That's an A.
There you go.
In school.
Absolutely.
I will take it. It's more than I have right now.
Yeah, amen.
All right, Jennifer. Well, congratulations. You hang on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $910.
To claim the money, though, you're going to have to get a monthly membership to Kid Nation.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Wow, Red Lobster.
That's a good time,
it
I think.
Is.
I remember.
That
was
a big deal.
That's a big deal. Mom used to take me to Red Lobster or Olive Garden.
Honey, when the Red Lobster opened in Florence, South Carolina, there was a 3-week waiting list.
Just to go?
I am not lying. It is a big deal.
They have those Cheddar Bay biscuits, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A 3-week waiting list.
I don't think I've ever been in. I've had a biscuit from someone, but I've never sat in a Red Lobster and eaten.
Oh, Jenna,
I'm
going to
do that.
Have boyfriend take you this weekend.
Yeah, lobster.
Hey, Novio, if you're listening.
Should I have FOMO?
The best.
Yes.
The best was when Alan accidentally got me drunk.
Uh-huh.
Accidentally. Lemonades. It's true. It hits you out of nowhere, and he took me to Red Lobster. And I got...
How many did you get?
I got the captain's platter. And you can order it broiled or fried. I got it fried.
Yeah, you did.
There are pictures of me sitting there. Shoving Red Lobster, because that's all you want. I want it. With that fried captain's platter.
Well, look,
Admiral's platter, whatever it's called.
If you want to be like Jennifer and be taking your family and get drunk like Kelly at Red Lobster.
No, before Red Lobster.
Before Red Lobster, your chance to do that tomorrow morning at 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central is when we hook you up with that password. Beat the fake.
Extreme!
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Jennifer, who won $910 with Beat the Bank Extreme.
Way to go, Jennifer.
Yeah, and she's taking her daughter to Red Lobster. We did get a text here that said, hey, is this the Kid Craddock Morning Show? I want to buy that sweet lady dinner at Red Lobster so she can use her winnings on bills or something.
Aww.
We have the best
Aww.
Kid Nation members out there.
We do.
That is so cool.
I agree.
And we do appreciate
their information and let them be a blessing to her.
That is so cool that they want to do it. Also,
That's
shout
so
out
nice.
To all the people that sent us screenshots of how many times they try to call the show, including this one. 211 times.
Oh, dang. Frustrating, I bet.
But look, you heard two people that have never gotten in before get in today. So your day's coming.
That's right.
Your day's coming soon. Just keep on trying. And real quick, let's do some of this.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Thinking about doing this tomorrow for Big Al Mac, maybe around 7:40.
Okay.
Some new men are trying this new procedure.
What is it?
It's called Scrotox.
It's called what?
Yeah, you know how the ladies are all into Botox.
Well, I can't believe. Is this what I think it is?
This is really happening, Jenna? And a lot of men are taking part.
Scrotox?
Yep. It's happening.
Well,
we can have parties.
There. Oh my gosh, I will host a Scrotox party for you.
I don't know.
You want to make it pretty.
Yeah, it's supposed to make things look relaxed.
Oh. Relax.
I would be worried about, well, maybe a doctor could
yes.
let us know because with Botox in your forehead, it paralyzes.
Sure.
Right. Muscles. I don't want nothing down there paralyzed. Right.
But that's not maybe a muscle at that.
So are they just that's seeing not, like no sub muscle part? There. If it's no muscle. Like subcutaneous? Yeah, but there's nothing in there that is pushing something out. I thought that's where.
I don't know. Maybe, I'm going to have to let the scrotox expert.
And maybe it paralyzes something else.
Oh.
I don't
want to. Which could be an added bonus.
Yeah. So we're going to look into that.
No, I will say, it is fascinating the actual medical uses of Botox past the vanity.
Right.
You know, they use it in people that have irregular kind of bladder situations.
Migraines.
And internists will use it in there. Yeah. And it's really helpful. But
people who have horrible, painful joints due to certain
that
conditions.
Helps with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really not just for vanity.
Ain't nobody touching my scrotox.
Yeah, I don't know about
I
that.
I will host a scrotox party at my home if you, every man in the office
gets
it done.
I don't want no needle there.
No needle down there? No.
That's hilarious.
Uh-uh.
A guy in Ohio was upset at a restaurant
Shout
on
out.
Tuesday, so he pulled an iguana out of his shirt and threw it at the manager. Who has a random iguana inside
How
their shirt?
How sweet my Ohio people are.
Yeah, Ohio's finally making it. Normally it's like Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Up,
yeah, right?
Not this time. And the news, the big news right now, Denver Public Schools and almost 20 other local school districts are closed right now.
Yeah.
The FBI is searching for 18-year-old Sol Pais, who's a woman said to be armed and infatuated with the Columbine shooting. And the anniversary is 3 days away.
Oh, weird story.
And, man, they've been looking for this girl for like a day now, and they cannot find her.
Her parents haven't seen her since Sunday.
And she's not from Colorado. I think she's from Florida.
Uh-huh.
And she flew in, made some threats.
Bought the weapons there.
Bought the weapons in Colorado. She bought a shotgun, and so the police are FBI is looking for her, and they're calling her armed and dangerous.
Scary. Mm. Awful.
And enough to where they closed down schools. And they have pictures of her. She doesn't look 18. She actually looks like she's a little bit older, like maybe like late 20s.
Now, the unfortunate part is, even though they are looking for her, has she committed a crime at this point?
Making a threat is enough.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to come to a point where you know, because it's like, well, until they actually do something.
Right, that's my point.
They've got to start
changing. It's like stalkers.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
It has to change, yeah, and it's so scary.
It's got to change, but I don't know the solution for it.
Right.
But I know the mental health issues in this country are way out of control, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, I want them to catch her. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just like, when they do catch her, what can they?
They'll probably question her and hold her as long as they can, and then eventually, if she did not commit any crimes, I mean, she'll be released.
I've always felt that mental health should be part of a school's curriculum, and I was always fascinated with psychology. But it surprised me some of the curriculum we have that we don't use as adults,
right.
And that's something that could really. Help and educate kids between not just people with this kind of issue, but just any kind of depression and anything they have going on. Yeah.
But her picture has been posted everywhere by the FBI. So all our friends out there in Colorado that are looking around, be on the lookout for her and hopefully they find her soon. So far, they have not found her. So that, you know.
Oh, man.
Hopefully we have a happy ending with this and nobody is hurt.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.